Oh, there it is, the camera. Ha! All right, let's get it in. Episode 20. I'm a man in the house, purposely. I'm a dad and a spouse. I could break about all the cash in the account, but none of that amounts to the fact that your boy is the man of the house. Welcome or welcome back to the Man of the House podcast, hosted by yours truly, Jason Tyree. I am a husband and father of four. I am looking in the camera because on playback, really wasn't looking in the camera. And I don't even know if I want to look in the camera in the other episodes, but I'm going to try it on this one as much as I can, because I still have to do other stuff, like, you know, other editing stuff on the fly. Anywho, this is episode 20. This will be the last episode of season one. I'm going to take a much needed break, not too long of a break, but a break nonetheless, not to just recoup, but to also analyze what has been done so far and try to make some adjustments, you know. If you guys have any feedback you'd like to give me, just leave it in the comment section. For those who are watching on Facebook or YouTube, feel free. I've been enjoying these podcasts. I do want it to be of value. And so again, I'm going to be analyzing it to see what I can do to help. What's going on? I'll be honest with you, I really didn't prepare too much for this. You would think, hey, it's the last episode of the season, you prepare. To be honest with you, how I usually go in and approach it, and this is maybe something I need to tweak for season two and beyond, but I usually have a talking point or a topic that comes up, and I kind of wing it from there. What I'm trying to get better at is speaking in general. I'm mainly an introvert, and I believe I'm entering a season of my life that's going to require me to speak more, especially in leadership positions. And so I want to get better at that. And even with my expressions, like just, you know, like this, kind of more lively, you know what I mean? I feel like that's a lot of work. My face muscles is just kind of like, I don't want to do that. Anywho, for those who are listening on streaming platforms, you obviously can't see this, but let me first say I appreciate your time. To listen to me on streaming platforms really means a lot. Continue to spread the word. Tell a neighbor, tell a friend. And again, for those who are watching on Facebook, YouTube, like, comment, but most importantly, subscribe. You can't really subscribe on Facebook, but you can like the page. And then let me get the ticker up. See, this is why I have to look away from the camera for a second, because I'm doing more than one thing. Here we go. If you see the ticker down there, it says follow us on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter. Not really Twitter, because I don't ever post on Twitter, but at the Tyree Fam. At the Tyree Fam. TheTyreeFam. FAM. Okay. So, episode 20, Family Matters. Now, again, I said, well, I kind of alluded to it for most of the time, but I did spill the beans on one episode. I've been titling these episodes based off of songs that I know. And prior to my knowledge, prior to this past weekend, I don't recall a song being called Family Matters. So if you're not caught up in what's happening in rap and hip hop, the past week and some change, it's been very adventurous and eventful, if you will, with this rap beef between Drake and Kendrick. Listen, I've been a hip hop head for as long as I can remember. This is it's like top five moment. However, I felt that the title Family Matters, which was a Drake response to Kendrick, and then Kendrick less than an hour later, just okay. Anyway, I'm not even gonna get into the details of the battle because I don't even want to talk about it. But the title was like, oh, now I can use this for my pod. That's all I kept thinking about. Oh man, this is a good title for a pod episode. So Family Matters. I don't know if you guys, for those who are subscribed to our YouTube page, yes, it has these podcast episodes up there, but it also has, you know, personal vlogging videos and stuff like that. And usually with those posts, there's an intro where it just shows our family, and there's a song using the Family Matters. Well, we sampled the Family Matters on that beat, the Family Matters theme. I should play the whole song, but maybe next season. Anywho, I gotta remember, this mic picks up a lot of noise, a lot of side noise. So I'm really gonna be analyzing these episodes. But family actually matters. It actually matters. And my prayer is for those who aren't on good terms with their family or grew up with a rough family upbringing, that if you're considering marriage and building a family, I hope that things restore with the new family, while still praying that the door opens up for restoration and reconciliation with said family. Now, again, there's some things, there are some situations where you're just going to have to love from a distance. I get that as well. But at some point, family matters, you know. And I thought that was really important to share. Speaking of sharing, I do want to talk about a journey. And I think in me talking about this journey, I hope to encourage someone, even if it's myself. So periodically, I will tell you about the four Lees. For those who've been listening for a while, you know what the four Lees are. And I've been, okay, for those who don't know, I kind of give you an update on how I'm doing mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. The four Lees. So, physically, because I think you guys have been following me quite a bit on my mental journey, which is in great shape, by the way, I must add. So just know I'm going into this brief break and in very good standings mentally, which is a huge turnaround from when I first started this podcast. But physically, it's like when you come out of a mental coma, for lack of a better word, you're so unaware of the other aspects of you, like your body and your spirit. Sometimes you're just trying to survive mentally, so you don't even consider the other portions of you. So once I started coming out of my mental funk, like I kind of knew I was kind of off physically, but not really. It took my brother, who at that point when we first saw each other for the first time in a couple of years, you know, he was happy to see each other, and he's very observant. So he's like, "Oh, you got a little double chin action going on." I was like, "Well, what you talking about? I've never had a double chin." And this is, I mentioned this in the previous episode. This was around the time I didn't have facial hair. So whatever was there was really showing. And I thought about it in the back of my mind when he said it. I was like, nah. And it's so hard for me to gain weight, or it used to be so hard for me to gain weight. That was an issue I had. I was trying my best to gain weight. Don't have to do that anymore in my 40s. I stepped on that scale about 2 weeks ago and said, oh my gosh, I am the second heaviest I've ever been. And what makes matters crazier, this is where the new information is coming in, because I feel like I've said all of this before. There's the new information. So for the past 9 days, I have gone to the gym 8 out of those 9 days. Granted, I'm not overdoing it when I go. So I go with a purpose. I go, like, one day I'll go in there and work on just, you know, chest and arms. Another day I'll go in and work on back and shoulders. Then another day is leg day. And then, you know, another day I work on the core, and then I kind of rotate again. With every day that I do go, the only consistent thing that I do is I run on the treadmill, or walk on the treadmill. And so it's providing me consistency. And I also shifted my eating. So I've been eating mainly like salad, fat-free grilled chicken. I think I had some other stuff like salmon one time. Just adjusting my eating, right? 8 out of 9 days. And I guess in my mind, I'm thinking, oh, I'm finna see results so fast. Day 4, I weighed myself and I was like, dang, I only lost 0.5 pound. Day 8, I was like, how did I gain 1.5 pounds? How? How? I counted my calories. I've been working out, burning calories. I got my Apple Watch on and everything, and I'm calculating all this. How am I actually gaining weight? So I noticed what my brain was trying to do at that point. It was like, you know what? No, I'm not going to start thinking that this is failing. I'm going to be gracious with myself. I'm going to give myself grace and say, hey, you're just starting out. It's going to kick in. Continue to be consistent. And sometimes you can learn a lesson in one thing and it applies in multiple situations. And I think for this situation, it was like, hey, things may not look the way that you want it to look, or it may not be what you want it to be. However, stay consistent. Stay consistent. It's going to eventually kick in. It's going to work, and it's going to be better in the long run. Just keep going. And so that's my goal. My ultimate goal is to lose 20 pounds. If I can lose 20 pounds, the next goal is to keep them 20 pounds off. And sometimes keeping the weight off is harder than getting the weight off. So if this moment in time right now is just learning maintenance, I'm okay with that. So by the time the weight is off, I know what to do to keep it off. And so that's the approach I'm going to take. Of course, make adjustments from here to there. I feel like everything is a journey. My physical state, my mental state. This podcast is a journey. Who knows what this podcast is going to look like in episode 100? Who knows? But the only thing I'm zeroing in on right now is consistency. And so that's what I want to do. Be consistent in everything that I do. Anywho, with that being said, I'm going to wrap this episode up. I'm going to wrap this season up. And I'm going to take a few weeks off. I'll give an announcement, but I'm looking somewhere in June to start off season 2. But I'll definitely let you know beforehand. So for those who have been following me so far and following this podcast, thank you. Actually, a week from now will be our 18th anniversary, wedding anniversary. So I'm kind of taking this break at a perfect time. You know, 18 years of marriage. Wow. It's a beautiful thing. Beautiful thing. Anywho, until next time, I hope y'all have a great week. Summer is coming up. I left a ticker at the bottom. I'm just now seeing that because I was staring at the camera most of the time. That's cool. Things are going to get better in season 2. I assure you that. But yeah. Enjoy your week. Enjoy the rest of May. And I'll catch you in season 2. All right. Look at me. I'm looking to the side. Boy, I'm going to get this together because I'm like, all right. Peace. I'm a man in the house. Purposely, I'm a dad in the spouse. I'm gonna break